Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We begin this time together in the name of Jesus, the reason why we're all gathered together. And in Jesus' name, I would like to begin with you to just remind you of a little bit of something that all of us have experienced. Maybe it looks different in your place than it looks in my place. Maybe it looks different in your family than it does in my family. In my place, in my family, it looks a little bit like this. It looks like big cookout grills that are being dragged through the middle of grass. At my place, it looks like this. It looks like lawn chairs that are all too heavy and all too large that you're dragging behind you as you set multiple chairs up over time in one spot. In my place, it looks like this. It looks like an argument between gas and charcoal at my place. And if you sit on the wrong side of that table, I pity you. I really do. At my place, it looks like this. It looks like oversized t-shirts that are usually an obnoxious color, like red or yellow or bright construction orange. I am talking about a family reunion. Now, if you don't know what a family reunion is, it's not probably that you've never experienced it. It just might be that you do it in a different way than other people do it. See, for some people, a family reunion looks like a host buzzing around a kitchen and people gathering together into the house and being shoulder to shoulder at the same table and us enjoying good food and us enjoying okay food and us enjoying food that needs improvement. Together. It looks like a holiday where everybody's packed into the house and it's too hot and it's too loud, but it feels like home. There's something about when family and friends get together. The energy in the room together is contagious. There's something about that time when we're gathered that just feels good. And you know what happens in times like that? Is that as people are sitting around the table or sitting on the grass at the family reunion, they're bringing their best in the conversation. They're talking about the boat that they just bought for them and their family that they can't wait for you to see. They're talking about how so-and-so just went off to college and she's doing so great. The semester was full of A's. They're talking about this house they just bought or this car they just upgraded to. They're talking about stories and goals and accomplishments and bringing the very best to the table and to the reunion. And you know, as Christians, we have to ask ourselves in that time together when we're gathered shoulder to shoulder and we're bringing our best in a reunion. Are we bringing our honesty as well? Because it's easy to talk about the boat that so-and-so just bought, but it's hard to talk about the depression that is facing that family or that person. And the reason why they buy things is because they don't have people around them to support them. It's easy to talk about the straight-A semester at college, but it's harder to talk about the night sitting alone in one's room where the sins of this world have wrapped its arms around that individual and they're clicking on web pages they know they don't belong on. It's easy to talk about the good stuff, the houses and the cars and the memories and the accomplishments. What about the times that I failed? What about the times that I did not do the right thing and I know what I deserve isn't what I'm gonna get? You see, when it comes to the family reunion, the family gathered together, are we bringing our honesty at those times too? Our scripture reading for today says, "And I looked, and I saw around the throne every living creature, and the elders, and the voices of many angels, numbering myriads and myriads, thousands of thousands, with a loud voice saying, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.' And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all of them saying, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever.' And the four living creatures said," let's say it together, "Amen." It was a family reunion. A reunion that looked a little different than everybody's reunion all around this room. Because it wasn't just everybody that could come, it was everybody that came. Every single person on the earth, under the earth, the fishes in the sea, the four living creatures, everything was gathered together in this reunion. And they weren't gathered there for food. They weren't gathered there for conversation. They weren't gathered there to share accomplishments. They were gathered there for worship. And worship of one living thing, Jesus, of one singular thing, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the one who sits on the throne up high, but who came down low to do what he needed to do to make our family complete. It's a reunion where we don't talk about our accomplishments and what we've done, because nothing we could do could get us out of our situation. It's a reunion where it doesn't matter what the food tastes like, because God your Father is setting the table and he's serving the meal himself. It's a reunion where differences between us in language and skin color and the way this person does this and that cultural group does that, it's a reunion where it all makes sense, even though it doesn't always make sense here on earth. It's our family reunion. And this family is not a family that we were born into, a family where we can trace our lineage back to this or that person. This family is a family that we were birthed into in baptism, in that same name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And as brothers and as sisters who have things that have been high highs in our life, who have ministries that have experienced high highs and great successes and great joys, we also can bring the lowest of lows as well. We can bring the things that broke us. We can bring the hurts that keep us up at night. We can bring our failures to the reunion. And Jesus looks out at the table ahead of him, and he says, "Let's worship together as one family, just as you are. I'll do the rest." There's something beautiful in that church of worshiping together, being on bended knee, and having a worship that's for real, because it's not just pretend of how I could look or seem, but instead exactly how Jesus sees me, which I often don't see myself as. It's a beautiful worship. And lastly, it's a reuniting worship. Earlier this year at our church, at our spot, we had a little boy named Keelan who was in our after-school programs and was involved in our church ministries, who was in a car with his uncle and two other cousins, and they got into a rollover car accident, and everybody was okay, except Keelan has lost his life immediately in that accident. And we know this. We know that even though there's so many things that are unknown, we know Keelan knew Jesus. So at the family reunion, when we're all gathered together and we're all around the table, we know Keelan is right there with us. Not because of what we've done or the words that we speak, but because of this Jesus, who at his name every knee bows, and everyone worships, and everyone says, "Worthy is this King. To him be honor and blessing and glory forever and ever." And in our family reunion, with our loudest voices, we say,
"Amen."
Amen. Welcome to the family reunion. It is good to be here together. In Jesus' name. Amen.